Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Up and does the push himself.
And as Andrews under center on 4th and 1. Andrews spinning away, and there he goes! Andrews all the way! Touchdown! What a call by the Ravens!
I was hoping for a first down, man. But you knew it had a chance, you know, and it just was executed so beautifully. And then I say this, when I told Mark coming off the field, when he turned the corner and he saw, he accelerated. I'll bet he was up well over 20 miles an hour there. I mean, he kicked it into fourth gear and he was rolling.
So you heard the call courtesy of CBS, and then you heard Harbaugh. And I guess according to those next generation stats, he was at 20.6 wow. miles an hour at his max. Mark Andrews, the play is called Hurricane. It was a fake tush push into an off-tackle bootleg, and he took it the distance. Ravens come back to beat the Browns in an ugly football game, 23-16. And Jason, this was one I'm sitting there last night thinking, what the hell do I make of this one other than the fact it's 3 road games in a row? It's a yep. divisional game. It's a place where they never seem to play well, yep. and you got out of there with a W.
Survive in advance. No style points. Takeaways. I mean, the Browns are such a weird team in that the defense, and especially Myles Garrett when he brings his A-plus game, is just a different caliber of opponent than you're normally going to see. And then you couple that with an offense that, I mean, we've talked a lot about the Jets and how that, like, the Jets can't be a worse offense than that. Like, that first half, and then you bring in a kid you never even bothered to give any reps ever with the center doesn't even know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a joke. So I don't know how much you can extrapolate from it other than they won the most important metric of them all. They won the game. They got the W. They're 5-5. I mean, you could say nothing else matters. If there was a bunch of catastrophic injuries in this game, then you'd say, well, wait a minute. But it's going to beg more questions about their offense, for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to beg a lot of questions about special teams. And then defensively, I think we're probably where we've been all along, which is when they face a playoff caliber quarterback, again, especially if they have to do it on the road, we'll see how that goes. But there's that, we still got a ways until we get there.
Yep.
So survive in advance, get the win. The offensive line was just abject failure, though.
They're terrible.
I do have to say that. And I told you guys, when they have to go on the road against some real pass rushers, they're going to get totally unmasked. And the reason that last week's game was as ugly as it was is because they went into that game knowing we can't really do anything offensively, so let's just try not to bleep it up. Now, it turns out that approach wasn't good enough against Myles Garrett. And against elite pass rushers, they're screwed. Like, if they were to play Denver in the playoffs, forget about it. Game, set, match. Not every defense is that way, but They ain't beating a good defense on the road.
And like, they need the quarterback to play better too. That's as bad as I've seen Lamar Jackson in what'd you say, Bone, the Pittsburgh game a year ago?
Yes, that was definitely his worst game since then. It was probably worse than that game. Yeah. Lamar had his second lowest passer rating of his career, 47.6. The only game that was lower, coincidentally enough, against the Browns in 2021, a game in which he threw four interceptions. He wasn't sharp. And Keaton Mitchell, pass went off his hands, pick six going the other way. The other one, Roger Rosengarten, got pushed way back. He threw the ball off his helmet. But how many times did we say last week, guys, and I'm sure we're going to have the same mantra this week against the Jets, if the Ravens play a clean game, they'll win. Yeah. They did anything but that. Yeah. You got Western muffing a punt. Game. You got the pick six. Ill-advised penalty. Jay Cummel on a three and out that the defense forced. They end up getting a first down. 13 of the 16 points were aided by the Ravens. And then the red zone woes, they were back in a huge way. Kyle Hamilton, who had a tremendous game, kicking a ball after he dropped an interception, giving up 3 yards. It was a lot of self-inflicted mistakes. But that being said, that is a game we have seen them lose in Cleveland a lot over the past couple of years ago with all of those mistakes. They found a way. And just like I said last week, when you start 1-5, you don't have to apologize for a W.
No, you knew, and we talked about this a lot last week, Jason. What do we call it? A rock fight a bunch of times? Like, even with the fact that they have incompetent quarterback play, we knew there was going to be, and we gave you the scenario. The Ravens turned the ball over. Like, well, they haven't turned the ball over in a while. Well, you go to Cleveland, and Lamar throws one off of Keaton Mitchell's hands. They run it back for a touchdown. The punt returner all of a sudden thinks he's Willie Mays in center field trying to dive for a punt when instead of getting away from it, they get the ball immediately in the red zone. Kudos to the defense to hold him to three there. And then, as you mentioned, Bone Hummel on fourth down, they're punting the ball to you. He jumps across on a fourth and I think four, so they get an automatic first down. They get one more first down. They kick a long field goal, 13 or 16 points. Gift wrapped by the Ravens.
And you didn't gift wrap points in this scenario, but you gave away points, and Wiggins gets the interception. Yes. You're thinking, oh, here you go. Ravens are going to punch it in and went right off a helmet.
Chip ball.
It's like, what the heck is going on?
He threw it right off a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a flawed football team. Most of the league has some significant flaw. Most teams have multiple. It's tough sport to run off a winning streak, and they're doing it. I would say that what I've learned about them playing bad teams is their warts are still their warts. They just get exposed to different degrees depending on who you're playing and where you're playing them. But I would say the quarterback, I mean, we can go back to the Kansas City game, right? So that's a four-game quarter of the season sample size. He was pretty good for a couple series against Miami, and then that game was out of reach.
Good in Buffalo for three games, but that's the first game.
No, I'm talking about since the Kansas City game. I mean, I don't know. Minnesota, he had two good drives. Kind of what? One to get points late in the half and one to open. You know, they've been kind of good coming out of halftime. But, like, he hasn't been special, and I think, the garbage offensive line is completely in his head.
I
think it has completely altered his imagination and his belief in what's possible and what's not possible. That coupled with the injury, which is he's not lean, like the legs are gone. So,
dude, first play.
They
Jason,
showed it off early and then he got corralled and that was it.
But go to the first play. And this is giving away one of my six pack. He's got, they run a read option and he keeps it. And it's the rookie linebacker.
Schweisinger.
Yeah. He can't beat him to the corner, or he doesn't want to go into that extra gear. Like it's him and that kid, and he basically just punts on the play.
But at least there, I was like, all right, he looked kind of nimble to me. But then
But where's that gear?
Well, look, he doesn't believe in his legs. He does not believe in the five guys in front of him. He doesn't take Ziggy Freud to look at, go back to the Detroit game. He hasn't liked a lot of what he's been hearing in his headset in the red zone all year. And so you put that together And I think you get what it is right now, which is, again, what we dubbed this segment, survive in advance. But the idea that they're going to get to next level here, next level there, I have a hard time buying it. And I think we talked about it all last week, and it's even more sort of cutting to the core of who they are right now. They are an abomination at the point of attack offensively. And Monk ain't smart enough to overcome it, and Lamar, as gifted as he is, he doesn't think he's gifted enough to totally overcome it. So this is what you get.
We have a massive Monday show as we break down the Ravens win in Cleveland. Guess-wise, though, not only did the Ravens win, but huge win for Maryland basketball
wow.
and Marquette over the weekend. I don't think anybody saw that coming, especially after Farrell Payne had one of the more awkward landings on a basketball court that I've ever seen. Chris Nockey was on the call for us here at 105.7 The Fan, Terrapins Radio Network. He'll join us at 3 to tell us what he saw at Marquette. And then Jonas Schaefer recaps the game with us at 4 o'clock, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. And Charles Davis was on the call for CBS. He's on the call again this weekend for Ravens and Jets. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw from the Ravens yesterday at 5:30.
Yeah, I mean, look, the show is what it is. We've got some other games around the league to touch on. Obviously, the Steelers now have a quarterback situation on their hands. The Bengals, what do we make of them at this point? And yeah, we're going to talk some Terps along the way as well, because Mike Locksley is
he's back, baby.
He's here for another year. That's official. That was a really tough second half against the Fighting Illini. Not that it's to the surprise of any of us. And yeah, wild weekend for Buzz going back to Marquette and overcoming a late deficit on the road without your best player.
Ravens win 23-16. What did we think of the defense? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
First of all, the defense. I think they had gave up 187 yards. The pressure, the pass rush was incredible, especially in the second half. You know, how many sacks, how many quarterback hits, really didn't give them a chance to breathe really at all. I thought the coverage was really good. Man coverage, yeah, he completed a couple there. But how about the coverage down the stretch? How about Cheeto's play? How about Rowe's play? You know, just tight coverage and batting balls out and getting PBUs. Of course, the sacks. I'm just going to be more proud of those guys.
Three sacks, 10 quarterback hits, numerous pressures. Again, though, we came into the game saying, well, Dylan Gabriel stinks. And it was very obvious that Shedeur Sanders was not ready for prime time when he got in this game.
Well, they never prepared him.
Yeah. So what do you make of the defense? I thought that they were good, but I don't know what to make of it because of what they went against. So you can only play who you play, but... what do you glean from it?
Nothing. I mean, they generated some pressure. They got huge assist from two kids who are not ready to be NFL, not ready to be on an NFL football field at the quarterback position. And I give them credit. They got their hands on the ball a few times, which about around halftime, I'm like, if they don't get their hands on the football against these mooks
yeah.
Then they might lose this game. Especially on a day where the Ravens are putting it in their hands. So hats off to Wiggins. Hats off Awuzie at the end of the game. I mean, look. that play, they throw that touchdown pass there.
Mm-hmm.
It's season over.
Well, it's high again.
Yeah, they probably would have went for two.
No, I can't tell you how I know. But I have it under good authority they weren't going for two there, which is crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy.
That very hard to believe.
I will tell you during a break, but they weren't going for two, which is insanity.
Yeah, that is insanity.
So regardless,
you give up a fourth down comeback to a kid who they have gone out of their way to sabotage,
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you're going to be sitting here trying to tell me, look at this number and look at that number. It'd be like you couldn't get Shedeur Sanders.
He made a good throw there, and Awuzie made a nice play.
Made a nice play.
Yeah.
The Browns, ultimately, they had two drives. It was that drive that you were talking about right there, Jason, and the field goal drive where Judkins, he was able to get something going on that drive, got probably 40 yards. Outside of that, and how much do I glean? I don't know. But this was the first game, even in this stretch where the defense has played better, where it was a dominating performance.
Yeah.
That looked like a dominant defense. When you hold an opposing team to third and fourth down combined, 2 for 15, they didn't convert a third down in the first half. What they did following the Western muff punt, where you got first and goal at the 5 to hold them to a field goal, 10 quarterback hits, 9 passes defensed. Kyle Hamilton was
he was the best player on the football field.
Yes. Kyle Hamilton, this was Ravens PR, recorded 9 tackles, 1 sack, 3 tackles for a loss, 2 passes defensed, and a forced fumble. He is
he was the second best player on the football field.
Who was the best?
Miles Garrett.
Oh, the best Raven on the football field. Yes, yes.
But yeah. Hamilton.
Miles Garrett, though, once he knew that he got the 4 and he knew I predicted 4, he said, I'm good for the day. I'm good. He got 4 in the first half. He's like, I'm good.
Put his hand up. You can let somebody
else. Yeah. I did my job.
But
by the way, Hamilton's arm is hanging every third play.
I've always said, I think there's something back there that, like, it always looks like it's a stinger waiting to happen.
And Van Noy, you predicted it. He made his presence felt, had that sack and another quarterback hit. They were able to get consistent pressure, but the quarterback play for the Browns wasn't apt.
It's the first time they've gotten consistent pressure since the last time they faced Cleveland.
Yes.
Well, they got pressure against McCarthy. Mm. They got pressure against McCarthy.
Yeah, I look, they did what they had to do. I have some reservations about them on the whole, but it really felt like a
they won the football
awkward
game.
Exhibition.
Like yes, the defense won the football.
They won the football game.
Oh, the offense sucked.
Yeah,
the defense.
Offense had three plays.
Yeah,
offense had three explosive plays. One was one of which was a gadget, and that was it. That was the offense.
Yeah.
A Zay for catch and run for 45.
Henry 59.
The Henry 50. Yeah, the Henry 50.
Which
whatever.
They settled for a field goal.
And the Andrews bootleg. That's the offense.
By the way, am I crazy? Like they had something going with Henry early with Lamar under center, and he was getting like chunk runs, and then they stopped doing that. Like they stopped. But not that I know we're talking about defense, but you brought up Henry. Like he was getting like 5-6 chunk runs, yards a carry runs, and then they stopped doing that.
Well, they can't get anything going with him when it really matters in the red zone or around the goal
line. No.
So that's still a problem. But yeah, I mean, look, the defense did their job. They looked menacing. They had these quarterbacks completely mashugana,
yes.
as they should have.
Mashugana.
Yes. Yeah, good word. Draymond Jones looked good again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they showed up with an energy and a spirit, and they understood the assignment. They understood. It's like I told you guys, you can take all the chances in the world. Again, well, we didn't know. I did predict Don Gabriel wouldn't finish
you
the
did.
Game as well.
You
I
did.
Said,
you did call that.
And that they'd be cheering him being out. And they didn't know he was in the concussion tent or whatever. But you could do whatever you wanted to him, and he can't do anything about it. And then the guy they brought in, they never even repped with the starters ever. So yeah, they understood the assignment. They could attack with some abandon, and they executed, and they got it done. Look, I thought there's a world that existed where Judkins could have been a problem for them. It turned out not to be the case. They did the job. The assignment doesn't get a whole lot more difficult this week.
No.
And then we'll see after that, depending on what the state of the Bengals is.
For people just tuning in, the Jets have announced they are benching Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor is going to start the game against the Ravens on Sunday. So,
and that's good news for the Ravens because I think Justin Fields could have ran for 120 yards on them. If they had come out and just said, we're basically going to run Wildcat with Justin Fields, I think they could have held the ball for 35 minutes, and I think he could have been the leading rusher in the game.
Can I blow your mind real quick?
Please.
So the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2012, correct?
Yes.
The quarterback room in 2012 was Joe Flacco and Tyrod Taylor. They're going to play potentially four games against those two guys in 2025.
Playing back-to-back weeks?
Yes. They play Joe and Cleveland.
Probably, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, Joe's hurting right now, too.
Yeah. He's. That was a rough outing, yeah.
Like, no one's talking about it, but they could get Browning in one of these games because I'm not sure about the Burrow part of it.
Yeah.
And then Flacco's playing with one arm.
Yeah, he
Brown
got
extent.
He got hit. Both of those quarterbacks, that's baked into that cake. But both of those quarterbacks got the crap kicked out of them a little bit in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yes.
Alas, coming up next, it's a Monday, six-pack time. Our six-pack of offensive observations. And, man, it was offensive at times. We'll give them to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here on the Fan. Six pack time. Six pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens win 23-16. It's time for our six pack of offensive observations about Wade Ben. Let's get started.
Number six.
We talked about this in the open. I put this at six. I felt this was a bad sign on that very first play that Lamar Jackson could not beat Carson Schwessinger to the corner. Carson Schwessinger's a hell of a young player, but Lamar Jackson's supposed to be the fastest guy on the football field. Either he didn't want it or didn't think he could get to that extra gear, but I was a little flummoxed about it in real time when he didn't get to that corner.
Yeah, I had trouble ranking these. At six, I put it at six because it's been happening for a while now. But I just, there seemed to be no flow, no continuity overall to them as an offense. Like, this used to be a symphony where you would see how the horns played off of the keyboards, played off of the percussion. It looks like they're hunting and pecking to try to find a play here or a play here, there that work. Like, There's just no flow to it. It feels like from drive to drive, everything's happening in a silo, and that it doesn't really matter what happened before, and it doesn't really matter what happens next. But like, can we do something? Can we do something positive here? Like, the vibes look very off to me.
Number five.
I try to tell everybody, no, Justice Hill is a huge deal, and boy, was it. And like, we all like Keaton Mitchell. It's a great story. Be careful how much Keaton Mitchell you want out there against defenses like that on the road. Like, it wasn't a great pass, but he's very limited.
Catch that. Yeah,
the size is a huge problem. It's a problem for Lamar. It's a problem in pass protection. Like, they're leaning on Derrick Henry at times and Ali in situations that don't really play to their strengths. Like, and I know that Hill sort of becoming a little bit more the odd man out. Like, Justice Hill is absolutely integral to them having some semblance of not complete horse bleep pass protection, and not having a running back who could at least be a speed bump to some degree yesterday was a big deal.
My five is I want to acknowledge the fact that Derrick Henry had himself a decent game, and they were getting 5-6 yards a pop early. When they were running under center, they went away from it. I'll get to the line a little later, but I don't think any of us expected him to have a 100-yard day, and he did get one of those splash runs, which usually is what gets him there against Cleveland, but he did have himself a 100-yard day.
Number four.
This could have been higher, but there are a couple of things that I think are more important, but just the turnovers and the mental errors. And I put special teams in here as well because the Lamar interception directly gave him a touchdown. The fumble of, I don't know what LaJonte Wester was doing there on the punt return, and then Jay Kummel. As we talked about, 13 of the 16 points were gifted to the Cleveland Browns, and it's just unacceptable both physically and mentally what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, my four, and maybe I should have put it at five, or maybe I should have put Hill at six and put these two together because it sort of flows off the idea of that this is not a symphony. It's somebody trying to play a solo here or there. They had three winning plays as an offense, and that was the whole game. I mean, the Zay 45-yard catch and run sets up a touchdown drive. The Henry long run couldn't even end up in a touchdown drive, a field goal. And then you got the Andrews gimmick to put the game away. That's it. That's the offense. Like, it was literally three explosive plays and a whole lot of grunt work. That's not good enough.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. It is worth mentioning Justice Hill. And you knew that it was going to be a loss in this game against that pass rush. But jeez, man, his impact was felt not being there. And Derrick Henry, him having to be more involved in the passing game, that's because no Hill. And, of course, Keaton Mitchell, too, that pass going off his hands.
Six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue, please.
Number three.
I mean, the red zone goal to go is more broken than ever. And that's a good defense. Don't get it twisted. But they better, like, you don't have a jumbo tackle you trust in week 12. Like, you better figure something else out in terms of how you're approaching this schematically, how you're practicing it, the mindset. The offensive linemen get in those situations, and you see them come out of the huddle, and their knees might as well be knocking together. Lamar's frustration is visible. And I got news for you. Run, pass in the red zone is taking you nowhere. Everybody, I'm sitting there with Mateo. We're calling it out. Before the sequence happens, oh, there's going to be another run, pass. No, you cannot run the ball in those situations. Stop trying. It's pass, four times.
We are sort of simpatico because I combined the offensive line and the red zone because they're tied in. The offensive line's disgustingly bad. Another bad effort from the guards. They got worked on the edges by Garrett in the first half.
Rosengarten sucked, too.
Yeah, he was bad.
It wasn't just the guards.
No, I said
he's in no man's land.
I said Garrett, Ronnie, Garrett Ronnie worked the edges.
That's number one for me.
Yeah,
bro.
Garrett
it's
worked the edges.
I'm going to go ahead and give that away.
And yeah, the
not
red zone.
Tease.
Red zone's a fail.
No, so you can guess
number
two.
Lamar wasn't good, and we talk about it all the time. Lamar is one of the best players in the National Football League. He's got to be better than that. And quite frankly, at times, either he's frustrated or he's disinterested. He wasn't processing. I was not pleased with Lamar Jackson's performance yesterday.
We're simpatico. They need Lamar to rise above, not be pulled down. And unfortunately, the surroundings, his surroundings, are clearly getting to him. And he does seem, I mean, disinterested is the word that popped into my head as well. It's probably too strong of a word. There's probably a better way to couch it. He's definitely beyond frustrated. But they need him to be, like, true leadership is. And I'm not even talking about putting on the cape or being Superman, but like even just in the huddle, coming out off the sidelines, like it's got to change. Like I know not much looks good now, but he's got to be better between snaps and then obviously from snap to snap.
Number one.
You can't win in this league with that offensive line. You just can't. And it's one thing when it goes to completely scaling everything back. But you look at the new realities, which is you don't have Bateman. And even though he was just a decoy, it's nice to have a decoy. D-Hop doesn't show up much at all. And these guys are getting their ass kicked, like, with regularity. What Myles Garrett did shouldn't happen in the NFL. Like, there should be the ability to make adjustments. Like, and the fact that they stuck with those five really tells you there's nothing behind them. Really tells you they skull bleeped the deadline and the whole offseason. Like, watching that and saying that's the best we got to do. And I don't know when Justice Hill's absolutely back. And I don't know that he's always going to be healthy. But if this is how they're constructed, like, they're doomed because they're not going to be the one seed. And they're going to have to go on the road more than once. And they're going to face some teams that have real pass rushers. That was abject failure across the board, all five of them. Abject failure.
So I know I already lost because I saw Bone already tell Ben his decision. So my one doesn't matter, but they won. So I'm going to skew positive. Hurricane, baby. That play was awesome, and it saved their bacon. I don't know. And Monk did not call a great game yesterday. But when it mattered most, they pulled something out of their blank, and they scored a touchdown to win that football game.
Isn't that
and
one you might have wished they could have held off on for they not needed Cleveland it. In November?
They, but unfortunately, they needed it in Cleveland there. In November, and they won the freaking football game. God bless the Hurricane.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
I think the O-line and red zone, really, those are the top two things.
Not Lamar stinking?
Well, it sort of goes hand in hand, but their red zone offense is 29th in the NFL in the season. This isn't just over this stretch. They are 29th in red zone offense on the season.
It's
their red zone
completely
failure.
In their heads. It starts at the point of attack.
It's a difference. You're going from 47% this year. They were at 74% last year. Well, and they were by far and away the number one red zone offense in football. And the O-line, and look, I'll own it. I'm laughing at you Friday, Kent. Miles Garrett, four sack. Like, Lamar's going to get rid of the football. So, he said, hold my beer. He's going to get it right after the halftime.
Miles Garrett put up the four.
Dude,
and said,
you nailed it.
And he literally told his teammates, I'm done for the day. I got you four.
I don't need six. I could get six.
Gigi said four. No, I got four. I'm done for the day.
You nailed that. I did not think that was going to happen.
I had no idea when he put the four fingers up that he was basically telling them his day was done. He's like, I got four sacks in the first half. I'm good. 15 sacks already this season for Myles Garrett.
It's pretty good.
Coming up next, a wild weekend in College Park. Terps football, they lose, but their coach wins. And a huge win for Terps basketball. By the way, we'll talk more about the hoops with Chris Nockey at 3 here on The Fan.
Created the expectation. So the message is thank you. Man, how great an opportunity. And they created an environment that this team created the expectation. So we created the expectation. They created the environment. You know what? We're going to keep showing up, so we're going to ask them to do the same. We're going to have relentless faith. We're going to ask our supporters to have the same. The real ones that show up each week and see it weren't happy yet last week because none of us were, but I can tell you that it's still not your same old Maryland. And I'll continue to shout that because I know what's going on inside the building, and the supporters and people that really know us get a pretty good understanding that we got a pretty solid foundation to build on.
So they can keep saying not the same old Maryland, but after starting 4-0, and Mike Locksley has been great in September throughout his tenure at Maryland, they've now lost six straight with the loss at Illinois, and it really wasn't a very inspiring 24-6 loss at Illinois, but it inspired the AD to announce that Mike Locksley will be returning for another season at Maryland, so we can put to bed any thought of another head coach coming to coach the football team and as they trend towards a second straight 4-8 season.
Well, I think it is noteworthy that the AD, who's only been here a few months, was compelled, and for good reason, to address this before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that, like, this is, like, normal. No, this is not normal. However he wants to couch it, and I read the letter, and I understand why he's saying what he's saying, but it's impossible to give anybody a ringing endorsement when you might lose eight straight games, when you are one of the worst fourth quarter teams in NCAA football, when you continue to have issues with ill-timed penalties, and you play a subversive brand of football. Like, you undermine your ability to win through your coaching decisions, through game management, and through lack of execution coupled with back-breaking penalties that are often of the disciplinary variety, that are also often of the 15-yard variety. And it happens year after year after year when you can't win games outside of September, year after year after year. And, like, we've all spoke very highly of the AD. We've all are buying in. We all think it's a major upgrade over the other guy, but you can't give us revisionist history like this is some golden era of Maryland football.
Stop.
Some of us are old enough to remember Bobby Ross. Some of us have multiple friends who played on those teams. Yes. Some of us know what it was like to compete year after year after year for supremacy, not to be bowl eligible, for supremacy in the ACC back when it was a real football conference, back when Miami and UNC were football powers.
And Fridge went to an Orange Bowl.
People like Lawrence Taylor were playing in the ACC. Yeah. Like, stop.
And the line in the letter that Jason's referring to, Coach Locksley believes Maryland has deep and unmatched ties to the DMV, and he has led this program to success unprecedented in our 133-year football history, yeah. Which is just
like, I don't remember
true.
The 54 National Championship. Aware of it, but like, come on,
Fridge.
There's people in
the Fridge went to the Orange Bowl. They got killed, but they went to an Orange Bowl and they went to a Peach Bowl, like, and beat, I think, Tennessee. Like, those are legitimate bowls. Beating an Auburn team that doesn't play anybody in a bowl played in December, that doesn't get anybody fired up. I feel like there's a couple things at play here, and I don't know anything. Number one, they didn't think they could keep the kids if they fire him. Number two.
He'll bring them with him.
Yeah. And number two, I don't think anybody's excited to pay the buyout. And it shows you the standard at Maryland. And quite frankly, it's a little disappointing. Like, Penn State was a top five team beating Oregon. But I'm just talking about the. I was going to go through a bunch of schools. Like, the standard is different. Like, this is acceptable here. And a school that was top five and winning in overtime against another top 10 school and then blew that lead. A couple weeks later, they fire that guy. There are guys in big conferences, Power Four conferences, that are firing their coaches for less. They're 4-8, and they're bringing him 4-6, and they're bringing him back.
Isn't Wisconsin keeping that?
They are.
I mean, Penn State's booster support.
I hear you. They got
like
money.
It's a cult. Penn State football is a full-blown cult.
And they have
Maryland
money.
Maryland football is like the fifth best program at that school. And I might be putting them too high. Like, it's not more men's basketball, men's soccer, women's basketball, field hockey. Like, I don't know.
I get it, but it's a revenue sport.
Is it really?
That football is supposed to make them money.
It's supposed to. But they obviously decided keeping him and not paying the buyout is worth the risk of nobody being at these games next September.
I'll say this. Whatever you think of the decision, if you were going to take this route and you were going to run it back one more year with Locks, I think he did have to come out now in support of him just to keep the recruits.
I understand it, but let's, idea that this is like, nothing to see
here. No, it's not. No, it's not that at all. And clearly, Jim outlining in this letter, he feels Locks had no resources under the prior AD with Damon Evans. And this offseason, he's going to have some money to play with in terms of NIL. But he's coaching for his job next year. That's a fact.
Can he bring this staff back? He can't bring this. And I know he's been doing that every year. But, like, I mean, Pep, because of the quarterback and because... I don't know. But, like, he's going to bring this D coordinator back? Like, how much are you going to co-sign on all that?
But what if he goes 6-6? Then does he come back another year after that? Is that what we're
well,
doing?
That I think, is the next question. Yeah. What's
the standard?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the fan base is not thrilled about this decision.
No.
Like, nobody... Hey, you have a son at Maryland. Have you spoken to him about this? He goes to the games?
He goes to the games.
How does he feel?
I think that there was a lot of people in the student section who were letting a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think big part of the reason why this letter came out is because the last couple games, it's not just boosters. The student section was being pretty loud early in these games about what they thought of the football program.
Maryland hosts Michigan Saturday. It's a 4 o'clock start, which means a 3 o'clock pregame right here on 105.7 The Fan. And then they finish the season at Ford Field, taking on Michigan State. I think that was just announced, a 7 p.m. start. So nighttime football to end the year for Maryland. What about the basketball team?
They better finish on a little bit of a high note offensively. I will say that. Like, the offense better not just keep falling off a cliff here. And I get it. Illinois is pretty good defense, and Illinois on the road, whatever. But, like, We better have Malik ending on a high note here. Like, you better have Pep some stuff scripted up that you can move the ball on Sparty on a great day to play pitch and catch in Ford Field, because it's a dome, so it's always a great day to play pitch and catch. Like, I better see something.
That is a fact.
Yeah, no weather there. Yeah,
72 degrees.
Terps basketball gets the upset at Marquette. Chris Nockey was on the call right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.